This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Lots of gratitude. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. This hour of the program brought to you by MyPillow. I started to tell you before the end of the break that they have a special going on right now. And the special is up to 50% off MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. Like the body pillow. So that'd be regularly $89.99. With the promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. Instead of buying a new couch, buy a new body pillow, and then you'll enjoy the couch more. Trust me, it's a lot cheaper. $29.99, unbelievable. 60-day money-back guarantee on all of the MyPillow products, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for $29.99. Promo code Scott gets you that deal. 800-506-9028 for these great specials. All right, a little later on this hour, we're going to talk about ag technology. I love this topic, mostly because, you know, ag, they say ag is like one of the last industries, one of the last sectors to have been digitized. And so there's a lot of innovation left and productivity gains associated with digitization that is left. And we're going to talk to Jake Jornstedt. He's an NDSU grad. He helped start Myriad Mobile, if you remember. Now Myriad Mobile is part of Bushel. So we'll talk about all of that coming up here in just a little bit today on the program. We still have the immigration press conference that is supposed to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but we have some clues as to what that's going to bring. So lots of breaking news to come, and we'll do all of that. Meanwhile, we continue one more segment. By popular demand, the callers are waiting to chat with our man Michael Hammond from the Gun Owners of America. We're talking about background checks, red flag laws, would any of them have prevented El Paso, Dayton, you know, the garlic festival in California? The answer is N-O. So then why do we propose them now in response to that? Makes no sense, but we are. And so we're digging in that, getting to the bottom of it. A lot of text, too, and I'll get to one of these to piggyback on an earlier caller regarding the success of Gun Owners of America and lobbying on these issues. I agree 100% with what your guest is saying. Now that Gun Owners of America is supposedly snatching up all these NRA members, are they up to having a lobbyist in North Dakota next session? The NRA has one here, and he lobbied against the red flag law.
I'd love to have a lobbyist in North Dakota. And we're trying to expand our efforts to have individuals on the ground in all these states. And incidentally, talk about the NRA. I mean, they started out supporting red flags. I think we brought them around. I think they understand now how insidious they are. I think they understand now the political game which the left is playing. And they fought alongside of us in most of the states in order to kill these things off. Let me say one more thing about Mike Pence. Let me be charitable to Mike Pence and say that he doesn't know any better. I think Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal are lying. But let's say Pence doesn't know any better. What the bill pending in the Senate does is it basically tries to bribe all 50 states to enact red flag laws. Now, to my knowledge, 16 have enacted them so far. They say we're going to have due process. Guess what? None of those 16 have due process. All of those 16 have drop a dime in the middle of the night, SWAT team arrives at your home provisions. They say, well, we're only going to have the police be able to go in and make the red flag request. Guess what? 13 of those 16 allow your angry aunt to drop the dime on you and take away your rights because of political differences. So what's the point? Are they going to pass a red flag funding program which won't fund a single red flag law that's been passed and won't fund a single red flag law that's been considered in state legislatures? I mean, that would be stupid. Obviously, Pence is wrong. I think Lindsey Graham is lying. We know what's in the secret bill that he won't release, and he's just not telling the truth about it. And as to his chief co-sponsor, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, well, he got elected lying about his service.
Yeah. Oh, that's all I can say there. Texter, if there's going to be red flag laws, there has to be severe jail time for any person making a false claim. For too long, people have been able to make false claims with no penalty. Like the last Supreme Court appointment, those women can say anything and suffer zero penalties. That's very wrong. If something is not done about false claims, the police will be used as hit squads. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
All right. George in Orange County, New York, calling into the What's on Your Mind program. We love it that the talk radio in New York is subpart of that here in the Plains, and George is calling us. George, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I listen to you almost every day. I just wanted to say we're not any better in New York State because we have the red flag law and some of the other things, the assault weapons ban. One of the things people don't talk about is if they do come and pick up your guns, the police don't take them and put them in gun cases and make sure nothing happens to them. They grab them all up in their arms, they carry them out in loads, they throw them in the back of the trunk. And I talked to a guy this weekend. He had thousands of dollars worth of damage done to his guns over something that's totally bogus. When he got the guns back, they were scratched, dented, rusted, scopes were broken. And I talked to another guy whose ex-wife had turned him in. The guy owned one handgun that he's owned for a couple of decades. Didn't realize that the magazine ban had come into effect, and his gun had held 15 rounds instead of 10 rounds. And so they came in, they checked everything. Nothing was out of the ordinary, but he got arrested because they had a warrant. He got arrested for having a magazine that held five more rounds that are now alive. And he said, I didn't know they changed it. Whenever they look on TV, they hold up these big 30-round magazines or 50-round magazines. It's not what I have. It's not the kind of gun I have. And you knew that I had this gun. Why didn't you send me a letter saying I'm not allowed to own any 10-round mags anymore? So those are the unintended consequences I don't think people think about.
Would you agree with that, Michael?
Yes, I think that anyone who believes these dulcet tones about how, oh, red flag laws are just intended to make it clear that horrible people won't get guns. First of all, there are already plenty of laws on the books that do that. The Parkland shooter, if he had been charged with a felony, one out of 40 times in which the police came to his home, wouldn't have been able to have a gun. So, but anyone who believes these dulcet tones should look at New York. I mean, New York is where this whole thing is headed. The knock in the middle of the night, the total ban on owning handguns, and the gradual squeezing and squeezing and squeezing until the Second Amendment doesn't exist any longer.
Texter or emailer says, Dear Scott, my dad doesn't listen to you very much. His reasoning is because he thinks you're only a few steps away from thinking like Mitt Romney. That's the worst thing anybody said to me in a long time. The way you talk about the red flag laws is bothering me that he might be right. No, we don't want crazies to have guns, but when does life care when we want when it comes to safety? The crazies do and always will find a way to hurt people if they want to. That is why the best gun law we have is the Second Amendment, to be responsible for our own safety. In other words, no gun laws, leave Second Amendment alone and let freedom ring. All right, Dustin, tell your dad I agree with that, okay, just so you know. Trump needs a way out here, right, because in the wake of this, you know, he's talked about talking to the NRA and talked about talking to, you know, a couple of folks on both sides of this. As you say, Lindsey Graham will be using his influence with the president. And so what's the way out? How do you stop this? I get people need to call their members of Congress because if they start reading no votes as tea leaves from the Senate, it's done. It's over. It's going to go away. But what else? What else gives Trump a win
I think there are a lot of political strategies here. He already seems to be backing out a little bit. He talked last week about universal background checks. That was the House passed bill that I described. Now he's beginning to talk about anything dealing with background checks. And so I think he's beginning to back out. But better that he do a 180 right now than that he end up losing an election in 2020 because 50,000 people in the western tier of Pennsylvania or Macomb County, Michigan, just don't bother to show up. I can tell you, if he loses this election because gun owners are sick and tired of his delivering on gun confiscation, then he's going to be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, that's really the thing here. This is going to be an epic election. He's going to need a ton of intensity, enthusiasm. That's the one great thing about Donald Trump is he motivates people who feel like they've been forgotten by everybody else. And if you peel off a part of that group and say, I can't believe he did this. On the other hand, well, let's just prevent him from doing anything bad. Let's just help the right outcome here. And the right outcome is to say everything that I've seen proposed here wouldn't stop any of the things we're trying to respond to. So let's go back to the drawing board and see if you can come back to me with something that actually might make a difference. Keep up the good work, Michael. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate you.
Gun Owners of America, Michael Hammond, the Legislative Council. We'll be using them as a regular resource during this debate. More after this.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you. What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. Did you say CJ is there, Daniel? I didn't hear what you said. All right. Yeah, good bum info from somebody there. Okay, so I can tell you about CJ, right? Here's the problem with CJ. We're bringing him so many customers, the guy's so darn busy he doesn't have time to talk on the radio. Now, that's okay because we can tell you about him, but we love our calls from CJ, too. But he's probably in the business end of, a diesel tractor or something. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. If it's diesel, they can fix it. A DAC diesel. They're located in Bismarck, but they're bringing in rigs from all over now. Folks are bringing in from all over, and they're also doing house calls within a decent amount to drive as well to see if they can help you. The doctor is in, Dr. CJ. He'll head your way. But the bottom line is they've grown up on diesel, a DAC diesel. These are folks that live, breathe, eat, sleep diesel repair. They've done it for a long time. If you go to DACDiesel.com, you'll find out about all their services. But know this, you can count on them and their expertise to get that diesel fixed up in no time and back on the road. A lot of performance enhancement as well they're doing these days, too, to get it running just a little bit better, a little bit more torque. Check it out by calling 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or online at DACDiesel.com. To put a bow on the conversation from before, first of all, I have no problem with a little bit of criticism, and I get a kick out of the comparison to Mitt Romney from Dustin's dad. It's just not me, and never has been. But I hear you. What I'm trying to say is, okay, does any of this make sense? And in my mind, the idea of making sure somebody that has a mental health issue not have a gun makes total sense. But if I had a loved one that had a gun and they had some mental health issues, you know what I'd do? I'd get them some mental health help. I'd make sure law enforcement knows about it. Law enforcement could go to a court and say, we're not going to. I didn't need the law for that. Right? So, the laws scare me because of how they can be twisted. But I also think it's fair to say if all these things proposed now wouldn't stop what happened then, why are we talking about it? Let's talk about something that would stop it. Crying out loud. And you know what? A lot of those things have nothing to do with the United States Capitol. House, Senate, Washington, D.C., they don't. So anyway, I appreciate the conversation. We're not going to let it go. I imagine that'll be part of the topic. So we'll talk to Senator Kevin Kremer about Friday, Talk Radio Town Hall. He will be with us in Devil's Lake, where we're going to be broadcasting live from the Caribou Coffee. All right. We're pleased to be joined by our guest, Jake Jornstedt. I told you earlier that Jake was going to be here today. Talk a little bit about bushel. And ag technology. He's an NDSU grad. He's the chairman and CEO of Bushel. Jake, nice to see you. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Fantastic. So I have I've heard some really good things about Bushel, and they're growing. I want to learn more today. Find out a little bit about it. But let's first talk about this space in general, meaning just this business, this what you do, digitization. In agriculture has been sort of slow compared to many other industries, right?
Yeah, you could definitely say that.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's dead last, 21st out of 21 major industries. I think McKinsey did the study. Why is that? I think if you look at the farm, the farmer's not dead last. The farmer's been driving their tractors autonomously to some extent for years. On the farm, we're ahead of the game, I think. Super efficient, using tools efficiently. Farmers just use tools that show an ROI. They don't like to waste time. They don't like to do things that don't help. But it's the rest of the path to either the plate or to the feed yard that is inefficient. The supply chain, the movement of information in particular, is really inefficient. Almost everything is produced on paper or a PDF, and in the case we're talking about, PDF is just as bad as paper because it still requires somebody else receiving it to double enter it into their system. And so we think about the transactions from the farmer to the grain company, the co-op, whatever it might be, but then that company sells it to somebody else, right? It's selling to a processor, could be a crushing plant, ethanol plant, mill, could be selling it to an export, going down the river and across the ocean. All of those transactions are recorded on paper today. Period.
Yeah, that's really Inefficient, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, even our healthcare records are starting to become electronic. I mean, hospitals we thought were pretty slow, but it turns out agriculture is a bit slower yet.
Yeah, so, and healthcare was slow, weren't they?
Yeah.
Just because of, I don't know why, again. But
regulations, yeah. Things. I think the ag industry is not that type of regulation. That's not really a problem, and so I think there's a huge opportunity here.
So now we get it. Now it's the last of the industries being digitized. What are the possibilities, and where are we at? Are we, you know, in our infancy still? Are we a toddler here?
I think we're. I think the major companies that move most of the grain in the U.S. We talk about the ABCDs of grain. They are not toddlers. They've been doing this for over 100 years. A lot of them. This infrastructure is incredibly old and incredibly advanced in some respects. We have roads and highways. We have the rail system, we have the barge systems, we have huge export facilities. We did that better than anybody else in the world. We're way ahead of Brazil. Brazil's producing a bunch of soybeans. We're way ahead of them in terms of how efficiently we get it from the central part of the country to the coast, right? But the opportunity lies in every area, from logistics and trucking efficiency. You know, farmers wait in line for hours at ethanol plants and mills. I mean, why don't we have scheduling? Most of these companies have no scheduling capabilities. So you just show up and hope that you're going to get in line and it's not going to be 8 hours of your day wasted, because you can't just turn around and go back because you've got a full load of grain. You got to get rid of it. And so you just got to sit there. I mean, we don't use scheduling. Scheduling is not an advanced concept. Right?
I don't get that. You know, I mean, it's amazing how much time is wasted sitting there in line.
Well, I think the assumption is that maybe the farmer's not interested in bothering. I think the problem actually has been the delivery of a schedule system. In the past, would have had to be on your desktop at home. You'd have to go to the office and log in and figure it out. And now we can do it on our phone. And so I think that changed the mentality. Now I think it's more reasonable to consider that things like schedules would make sense. So just a simple concept of scheduling is a massive component. The delivery of information, you use your banking app today, you can deposit checks, you can, you know, move money around, you can see your account, you probably don't have to balance your checkbook anymore. Farmers are still balancing their checkbook as it relates to this information with the grain company, unless they're using one of our tools, because it's all paper. They get a scale ticket on paper, they get contracts in the mail, they send checks in the mail, they get checks in the mail. We're going to try to figure out how to make that really efficient.
That is fascinating. Jake Jornstedt is the chairman and CEO of Bushel. And Bushel now is the company that many people knew, Myriad Mobile.
That's right. Yep.
Which you were part of, and an app maker extraordinaire.
Yeah, yeah.
And now Myriad Mobile is a part of Bushel, right?
Yeah, so we folded out the name Myriad Mobile. It's not going to be used anymore as a trade name. Bushel's the official name, and the reason for that is our agriculture focus. Over the last 3 years, we've been focusing on ag, and the result has been 100% agriculture. So that's why we're Bushel today.
Wow, which is what a good entrepreneur does, right?
Yeah, got to focus.
Get into a space, and then you find you know, an area that's really working well, and focus on it. And now Bushel is doing business around the country. Around the globe yet?
Yeah, Canada at least.
All right.
Working on Brazil.
International as well. Uh-huh. More with Jake coming up. Don't go away.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're still looking into the cause of a tragic house fire that broke out in Erie, Pennsylvania early Sunday morning.
The home being used is a round-the-clock daycare center. Five little children were killed, ranging in age from 8 months to 7 years. A friend of one of the victims, John Barkarski, says when he heard the news, he gave his own children a kiss.
When I seen this on the news in the morning, first thing I did, they were still sleeping yet, and I still picked them up and grabbed them, hugged them, and gave them a kiss.
Prosecutors say they're considering seeking the death penalty against an escaped Tennessee prisoner accused of murdering a prison administrator last week. Curtis Watson was recaptured yesterday morning in Henning after he was on the run for 5 days, accused of killing Tennessee Department of Corrections official Deborah Johnson. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
On your mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. You know, the good folks at Oasis Petroleum have that Be the Buffalo spirit. That's what I love about them, and North Dakotans have that too. You go into the storm. Buffalo go into the storm, like law enforcement, like first responders, right? They go into the storm. Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of people like that in North Dakota. So Oasis Petroleum said, Scott, do us a favor, ask people all throughout North Dakota if they know of someone that is going above and beyond, a volunteer, a teacher, a firefighter, whatever, anybody, any line of work that has that Be the Buffalo spirit, we want to celebrate them. So we're assembling lots of different suggestions now from folks, and it's been fun. So you can do it on our 24/7 Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776, extension 6. Okay? All right. Quick preview of the week. We'll be at the Governor's Innovation Education Summit with Kirsten Baszler, the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Wednesday, the Governor will join us for an extended interview there. Actually, to start the program Wednesday, so remember that. Thursday, the President of UND will join us on the program, get up to date on what his plans are in his time as interim president. And then Friday, Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. We will be in Devil's Lake for a coffee with Cramer combined with the Talk Radio Town Hall at the Caribou Coffee Friday, and that'll be 10 to 11 a.m. this coming Friday in Devil's Lake. All right, back with more of our conversation with Jake Joinstead from Bushel. And I love the topic of technology positively impacting industry and what more can be done. You and I were just talking about during the break that my insurance man, DJ over at American Family, tells me about a wonderful product they have where everybody has an app on their phone that drives in the family, and they get a driving score. And the driving score leads to at least a 5% discount, but you can have as much as a 25% discount. Couldn't do that without, you know, an app and technology. And there's just so many things that is the case for, including in agriculture, which has, of course, been slow to this pace. Talk to the potential customers in our audience about how your technology, Bushel, helps them be more efficient.
Yeah, so if you're a farmer in North Dakota, if you're a farmer kind of anywhere in the country, that where if one of your co-ops or your grain companies that you sell your grain to is using the tool from Bushel, it's probably coming as the Tharaldson Ethanol app, the Arthur companies, Hunter, all these players in North Dakota are using our tools. You get to use it for free, first of all. So the farmer is able to access this just like your mobile banking app. It's free. It's kind of a service for doing business with that grain company. And so one of the things is no more paper scale tickets. You don't have to keep track of those things that are blown around the truck or blown out the window. Contracts, you'll know where you're at with your contracts throughout the year. You can make changes to things. You can request contracts to be signed electronically, so you can just sign it right on your phone rather than getting that paper in the mail and having to figure out where it's at home. You can see your agronomy purchases. You can see what you got left for fertilizer, chemicals sitting at the agronomy unit there. And so a lot of informational, you know, data flow is really helpful for the farmer to go, okay, I know what I got to do now. We got to make three more deliveries tonight, and we'll have that contract completed. I mean, if you over-deliver on a contract, you got to sell that grain either spot price or put it on hold and hope the price gets better. You don't lose enough, you know, you get enough fees on that. So I think across the board we're saving farmers some money. We're making them more efficient and helping build a better relationship with their grain company that they're doing business with.
So your customer is the grain company.
That's right. They're the guys paying the bill. They buy the product. We implement it, integrate it with their system so that it can work without really any changes on their end. And then the farmers get the benefit of the application you get on the Android store or the Apple store.
Do you have competition in this space?
Minimally right now. We're one of the first to market with a tool like this where you can see more than just we show cash bids and futures. We show you news. But to go beyond that and really integrate with the account and the information that's flowing around your data, that's the part that I think we did well and we're first to market with. So you could maybe get that online once in a while at some places, but on average there's not been any direct competitors.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of telling the story. I imagine this is well-received. Talk about the growth. How is this? Obviously, you know this business, and you grew up on a farm, didn't you?
I grew up around the farm, both grandparents. We have farms up north in Cirrus and West Hope area.
And so it was in your DNA anyway.
Yeah, understood how this works.
Yeah, the language and the
yep.
and how to make it
driven
easier.
Grain trucks and but
how
combines.
How does that translate into what Jake has in his head and to your team? And then ultimately, a co-op says, yes, we need this. Or a grain elevator says, we got to have it.
Well, the good news is that it's not all in my head. I've got my co-founder, Ryan, who kind of invented the idea, the concept up front. And our team is a bunch of egg kids that grew up on the farm. They're building software today, but they know what we're doing. And so the context is there. They understand what to do. And so that makes a huge difference in what we're delivering. And it's really fun to see your relatives, using the tool. We've got relatives up in Botano that are cousins that are on boards of these co-ops, and they get the tool, and they're happy they can finally get this information on the fly.
So where do you see this going? What is it? What is the, give me the whiteboard 5-year, 10-year vision.
So we launched the product in 2017 in May. Today we've got 100 customers on it already, 100 grain companies in over 1,000 locations. We think we're just north of 10,000 unique farmers using the tool now. So 100, 1,000, 10,000 growers. We're making progress, but our goal is to be 40% of the U.S. market. So right now we're just over 10% of the grain origination based on volume of bushels. And so we want to be at 40% because we think when we're there, we'll be the de facto leader. We'll be able to deliver tools that are really valuable that affect a broad swath of what we do for grain in the United States.
How many people do you employ?
We have 130 people on our team. Half the team's building the product and half the team's building custom software still. So the old Miri Mobile business is now agriculture focused. We're doing work with some of the biggest names in agriculture, helping them build tools for themselves and then also using some of our services from Bushel.
That is really exciting, isn't it?
It's a blast. We got more growing to do. We've got some more announcements coming here in August and September, and we'll see what happens by the end of the year.
That is really fascinating. Chatting with Jake Jornstedt, there's so much going on in agriculture right now, and we have the autonomous farm.
Oh, yeah, that's fun, the grand farm.
Yeah, happening here. Do you see that scaling? I mean, is that something that we're going to, 20 years from now, be sort of standard practice on a farm?
So I think for sure we need to move that direction. We need to get there. I think the grand farm, the goal is to show what's possible in order to incite opportunities and investment and innovation. So if we knew, I think the problem is a lot of people don't know what's possible now. So if we knew what was possible already and we could show you on the grand farm what's possible now, you have a lot easier a way of thinking what's next and what's in the future, because now you know what's possible, and so that's where we want to start.
So an autonomous farm, is that done on a large scale? I mean, farms in North Dakota are big.
Yeah,
right.
We've got big farms.
And I mean, do you see that literally? You go out and see one of the bigger farms, the all autonomous, or is that a different space?
No, different
grower.
I think our focus on the Grand Farm with Emerging Prairies work there is to show it's possible on a large scale Midwest farm, a grain, row crop, oilseed farm. How do you show that a couple guys, you know, dad and the son, can run a large operation efficiently? That we don't have enough people in North Dakota. And it's the same in Iowa, and it's the same in a lot of places that produce most of our country's grain. And there's no argument for, you know, lost jobs, et cetera, et cetera. There's not enough people right now to do the job. Nobody wants to actually get dirty and do that. And so if we can automate it, there's an opportunity to keep those family farms around.
McKinsey and Company is a very well-known consulting firm. Our governor was once a McKinsey and Company consultant. They wrote a piece that said, despite the massive advances in computing power, data analysis, and connectedness, the agriculture and construction industries are lagging behind other sectors when it comes to productivity gains associated with digitization.
Yep.
The farmer has gotten way more out of every acre over the last 10, 20 years.
Incredible.
It's phenomenal. I don't even know if people understand how much, you know, more they get out of the same amount of land. It's just really phenomenal. Does this take it to a completely different level? When digitization, is that the goal?
Yeah, well, first off, if everybody else was as efficient as the farmer would make a whole lot more money. The problem is there's so much inefficiency up the path in the supply chain, or maybe down the path, you'd say, that the farmer has to be so efficient because they're buying retail, they're selling wholesale. It's ridiculous. And so for us to create some efficiency down the way, I think that the gains eventually can happen across the board all the way down to the farmer. So now the farmer, maybe they can buy retail a little bit cheaper. Maybe they can sell at better prices because we've created an efficiency or a differentiation around. Maybe every soybean off every field isn't a commodity. Maybe there's value in your different quality metrics and what you're able to produce in different regions. And I think there's a lot of opportunity in that area.
It's amazing. And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, you got a bunch of kids that grew up on a farm innovating along with you. And, you know, that's the wonderful thing. They're able to stay here.
Oh, yeah.
Yet they're part of technology. You know, in a company like this that, you know, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago, you'd have to go to probably, you know, New York, California, Chicago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Chicago might have been your closest, maybe Minneapolis, but I think it's Fargo's where a lot of agriculture is happening, and especially innovation in ag. We've done it for 50 years here.
And do you find that if you have the job for them, if you have something that really gets their wheels turning and they're excited, that the lure that sometimes is there for a new college grad to say, I'm going to go to the big city, it goes away?
Yeah, I think factually we have like less than 2% turnover on the team. We haven't hardly lost an engineer in years. So I think that's fact right there, that you could build something in Fargo that if people are excited, you're solving real problems. Why would you want to go anywhere else? It's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful state. We have, you know, awesome leadership around here. It's awesome.
It is. Anything else you want to tell our listeners? How do they learn more about Bushel?
Bushel.ag, Bushel.ag is our website, www. And if you've got farmers or you know of a co-op or grain company that could use our tools, we'd love to chat.
So do you have a lot of referrals going on where the grower is saying, hey, I'm buying from these guys, but they don't have that, and I want them to have it.
The farmer's the best advocate, especially if they're a larger farmer or they're on the board a lot of times. Huge advocate because they get the benefit, right? I mean, that's the initial benefit is to the farmer. Eventually, it's actually to the grain company as well for efficiency. But the farmer, if they're excited about it and they see value, they help us a lot.
That's fantastic. Well, congrats. This is just a great story. It really is. I mean, Myriad Mobile was a great story as well.
Yeah.
And now to have it be bigger and ag-dominated is...
just a new chapter, right?
Yeah. It's really cool. So thanks for stopping by and sharing a little bit of the story and keep us posted.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
You bet. We love our innovation here. We also love agriculture. And when the two come together, it's pretty darn cool. There's no doubt about that. All right. We'll take a break. And when we come back, get to the mailbag here a little bit. Last chance to weigh in. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. More after this.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th.
I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Date, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who've been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schwann Buick GMC.com, and of course those 2019 GMC Sierras have been out with that new tailgate. But if you're thinking, yeah, I know, but I need like a heavy duty pickup, well, you're in luck. The 2020 HDs are in. Check them out at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
All right, let's see. Daniel in Watford City's waiting to weigh in. We'll get him in here. I have a great email. I've wanted to read the entire show and hear the last segment, so I'll get to that. And then Ken Cuccinelli, as we promised, did end up doing a briefing, and we have some clips from that. So we'll finish up with that. 258-0550 to weigh in. Call me at that number and chat. Let's chat her up. Or you can text us, 701-367-2054. 701-226-8503. Daniel, Watford City, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just calling in. You know what I'd like to hear more people talking about is, you know, the thing that everybody seems to be jumped to every single time, you know, a tragedy like this happens in, you know, El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, is more gun control, more gun control, more gun control. And what I really like for somebody to come out and say, how about more armed citizens with proper training, you know, and you know, if somebody was on site, just like in Dayton, you know, the police officers were there within 30 seconds or, you know, whatever they say it is. But, you know, if you have more armed people that, you know, are responsible, law-abiding citizens that use their concealed carry rights and, you know, are just, you know, I guess maintaining situational awareness, you know, I mean, I just, oh, it's so sick and tired of, you know, let's attack the Second Amendment first thing right out the gate.
Yeah, it is. It's common as somebody getting a cold in Washington, D.C. It just is. They just immediately go there. Appreciate the call, Daniel. Here's another on that note. This one came to me by Facebook this weekend. Scott, been mulling things around in my head all week after the shootings last weekend. Here are a couple of my thoughts on the subject of what causes such anger to be displayed in this way and what can we do about it. According to Google, depending on which statistic you read, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys are sexually molested by family members before they're 18. Family members can be biological or step-family, broken marriages, your kids, my kids, our kids' marriages, families without church and God. Think of the pain, anger, shame in these young people. And where do they go with the pain and shame to get help? And we wonder why there is so much anger. It's just one piece of the brokenness in our nation. What can we do to help change the situation? Somehow, as a society, we need to get back to being a virtuous people. Eric Metaxas has a small but powerful book called If We Can Keep It. In order to keep our republic, Eric goes on to say, we need freedom. Freedom needs faith. Faith needs virtue. Virtue needs freedom. Faith must be in the God of the Bible to produce virtuous, righteous people. And virtuous people need freedom to practice their faith. Around the circle, these three principles, freedom, faith, and virtue, work hand in hand with each other to preserve our nation, our republic. Sounds so simple, and yet it isn't. I love the challenge of the truth this book teaches. Good reminder on the book. Eric Metaxas is a super talented author. He wrote my all-time favorite book that became a movie, Amazing Grace, talking about ending the slave trade into Europe and Wilberforce. It's phenomenal. Also a great book on Bonhoeffer. He's written a bunch, but this one's called If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. Good recommendation. Thank you for that. And, you know, your other point is one worth taking to say, you know, where does the anger come from? That certainly could be. That's an extraordinarily high number of children. And I've heard before that, you know, 85% of the sexual abuse in this country. So, you know, for instance, what happened in the Catholic Church? Horrific, horrible, awful, and, you know, has rocked an institution. Doesn't take away the teaching of the church, in my view, but it says some humans sinned in a horrific way, horribly, and need to be dealt with appropriately. But guess what? 85% of sexual abuse happens in the home. So everybody's outraged about that, and they should be. It's 15%. How about the 85%? Wow. Here is Ken Cuccinelli from earlier. The Trump administration announcing a new rule today, enhancing the ability for federal officials to deny green cards immigrants who are most likely to lean on government assistance. Acting Director of United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, that's his job. Ken Cuccinelli, roll that.
USCIS, the agency I head as part of the Department of Homeland Security, has issued a rule that encourages and ensures self-reliance and self-sufficiency for those seeking to come to or to stay in the United States. It will also help promote immigrants' success in the United States as they seek opportunity here. Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card.
I think this makes sense. If you're saying, come here to get a job, to provide for your family, and to sustain yourself, great. Do it legally. Come here to live off of social services and other things that the taxpayers of the U.S. fund? No. But boy, you watch. There'll be a lot of screaming over that. Brought to you in part today by Go Wireline. Great place to work. Check them out at GoWireline.com. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.